Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. Hey, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about something that could really mess up your pool. And that's if you have a gardener that's not careful when they maintain your yard. Of course, this is area dependent. I know that parts of maybe Las Vegas, Nevada, high desert, there's not much of a yard to worry about. But still, in most areas like Southern California and Florida, you're going to have grass pretty much all the way up to the pool, coping area of the pool, or at least somewhere near the pool. And one thing that could really mess up your pool is if your gardener is not careful. And what I mean by not being careful is that if they blow everything into the pool and treat the pool like a giant trash can, which some of them do, and when I get a hold of an account and I notice that the gardener is treating the pool improperly by just blowing everything in there and not being careful, I let the homeowner know, and they usually talk to the gardener, and 90% of the time the problem is corrected. If I see the gardener out there, I'll mention that, you know, just be careful around the pool, because it does affect the pool when they get a lot of debris in the pool. Unfortunately, here in Southern California, we have a lot of pools where there's just maybe a 10-inch or 12-inch coping around the pool, and then there's grass right up against the pool. A lot of times it's St. Augustine grass, which is really fast growing in the summer, really thick, and a lot of times gardeners will trim around the pool and just let all the grass droppings go right into the pool. And this causes a number of problems, especially if they blow leaves or particle dirt in there. It could cause algae to bloom in your pool because of all the organic debris in there. And a lot of times gardeners will blow dog hair in there and things like that. So it's very easy to rectify this. If you ever see a gardener who's careful around the pool, they put the blower on low, and they're going to blow in a direction away from the pool. So most of the gardeners that service my accounts will do this. I've run into a few when I'm actually back there working, and this is their method. They put the blower on low, and they blow away from the pool, not directly at the pool. So this is a problem that's easy to rectify. Again, if they blow a lot of stuff in the pool, the skimmer basket would get clogged up. And depending on when the pool is serviced, a lot of times customers will want the pool service to come after the gardener. Sometimes this is not possible, especially if the gardener comes on a Friday or sometimes a Thursday afternoon or late in the day. We can't really schedule around the gardeners a lot of the time. So a lot of the gardeners will actually skim the pool if the customer has a leaf rake and a pole back there for them. They'll do that courtesy if they do blow a lot of stuff in there. Probably the worst is when you have the trees trimmed around your pool. A lot of times the tree trimmers won't get any of the smaller stuff out. It'll just sink to the bottom and they leave it there. So if you're going to have your trees trimmed, definitely let the pool service know. I really hate when I walk back there and I see the whole pool is destroyed because the trees were trimmed and no one informed me that they were going to do that. So yeah, it could get messy with the gardener's service, and we can't always schedule the pool service around the gardener's hours. One good thing you can do that will help tremendously with any kind of debris in the pool is, of course, to have an automatic cleaner in your pool all week long. It really helps if the gardeners blow debris in there. The cleaner will pick up all the leaves and any kind of grass that falls to the bottom, and it's a great way to keep your pool clean all week long. There's no telling what time the gardener is going to be there sometimes, so it's just a great way to keep your pool swim ready by having an automatic cleaner in your pool. And I think you don't really want to approach the gardeners directly. You want the customer to handle it. They pay for the gardener, not you. And sometimes gardeners may take offense, especially if you're upset at the moment because the pool is trashed by them. So it's better just to let the homeowner know that, hey, you know, the gardener is not being careful around the pool, and he's blowing a lot of stuff in the pool every week, which is affecting the chemistry and the cleanliness of the pool. If you could just address this with the gardening service and let them be more careful. I've had gardeners that are really conscientious. They built these plywood devices that are on 2x4s, and it's like a 2-foot plywood by 10 feet, and they would put it around the pool edge, and then when they clean it, when they trim or blow, they put these plywood barriers out, that way nothing gets in the pool. And those are really cool gardeners. I have a couple of them that do that, that have those plywood barriers that they carry, and they'll use that around the pool. But you'll find it pretty rare to find a gardener that conscientious of the pool, where they'll actually put a barrier around when they clean the yard. So it's a big deal in Southern California, of course, with all the lawns and other areas, but probably the same thing in Arizona or the high desert with the dirt. The gardeners are blowing dirt in the pool every week. So that's just my take on gardening services and your pool. And if you're looking for more resources, definitely check out my website, swimmingwithlearning.com. You can find a lot of great web pages on there, and I have an ebook available for $9.99. And if you do service for a living, definitely check out my coaching program. If you need one-on-one help, you can text me or call me in real time. You can learn more about my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. InioPools.com has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.